Chapter 10. The dragon tore through the brush and barreled toward Bezog. It was a young gray scaler, but bigger than two men put together. Its claws tore through the dirt and brush, and its mouth opened to roar. Nath went for Fang. An arrow streaked into its neck, cutting off its roar. It reared up. Another arrow stuck in its belly. The dragon thrashed on the ground, its tail swiping around. Nath leaped over the tail and brought his sword down. The dragon moved no more. Sadness overcame Nath. His heart was grieved. He kneeled down and closed the dragon's eyes.
"There is no other way,"
Brenmar said, stepping up behind his shoulder.
"It's us or them."
I'm not supposed to kill my kind,"
Nath replied, holding back tears.
"I'm not supposed to kill at all. What have I done?"
"We're at war,"
Brenmar said. Nath looked back at Brenmar and said,
"Do dwarfs kill dwarfs? Do elves kill elves?"
"It happens. We all squabble and skirmish,"
Brenmar reminded him.
"And it's a shameful thing when it happens. And this isn't the first time. Dragons have fought and killed dragons before. I was there when the last war happened."
Nath sighed. He knew the stories, the history, the tragedy. There had always been good and bad dragons. He'd spent a lifetime trying to rescue both. In the case of the gray scalers, there was little good in them. But that didn't mean they weren't worth saving. He got up and said,
"Ben, you'll need those Morite arrows."
He tilted his head and listened. If more gray scalers were coming, he didn't hear them.
"We better get moving."
He took a lasting look at the dead dragon.
"How many more have to die before this is over?"
He got on his horse.
"Let's go."
For the better part of the day, they rode through the forest with solemn expressions. Nath could feel the weight of the war that was upon them. His goal was to do anything in his power to prevent that. If he could, he would redeem himself. The splinter in his ribs bit into him. He grimaced.
"You all right, Nath?"
Bezog said. He nodded.
"It's that wound from Egdon. It hasn't healed, has it?"
Bezog said with a concerned look.
Just a splinter. It won't slow me down."
"I'm not concerned that it will slow you."
"Then what is your concern?"
Nath said.
"The dragon skinner blades don't splinter,"
Bezog said.
"And that cursed blade left a mark inside you. I told you that poison can lead to the heart."
Nath could still feel the blade that Overlord Dormus struck him with. He'd almost died from it.
"I just don't think the wound is fully healed."
"You are a dragon, Nath,"
Bezog said.
"And I've never seen you slow to heal."
"It was a fatal strike,"
Nath said.
"So it was,"
Bezog said with a smile.
"And I'm glad you are still with us. Just make sure you stay focused, Nath. We've been through much, but the most dangerous part is what lies ahead."
"I hope the floating city will provide some answers. Give us an edge. We need it."
"Agreed. But I have no idea what to expect."
Thunder rumbled overhead, and the sound of rain pelting the leaves in the forest followed.
"Good,"
Nath said.
"This will make it harder for them to find us."
Ahead, Ben covered himself with his cloak, and Bezog did the same. Brenmar sat like a rock in his saddle with rain dripping off his beard.
"He's bearded iron."
Brenmar had stayed by his side during his best and worst days. Stalwart, loyal. Nath had been with him so long, he'd taken his friend for granted. Had Brenmar ever taken him for granted? He couldn't remember the dwarf ever doing so. There were times he wished he could be more like Brenmar.
Dwarfs do what must be done.
Neth never understood why he couldn't live by that motto. It might have put an end to all the orcs if he had.
Oh, Father. It's so hard to tell when I'm right and when I'm wrong sometimes. I guess that's why Brenmar is here. To remind me.
He rubbed Fang's pommel.
And you too. Make sure I get it right.